Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Hashmonim Yofel Adyoy. All types of oils are good for making ink. We're speaking about the Dyoy Mistam, which is kosher for Sefer Torah. V'shemen Zayis min hamufcha. It is preferable to use oil that comes from an olive oil. Let us see Rashi. How does oil come into the ink process? So Rashi says as follows. We'll see soon the Gemara. Iboyilu, legabel oila ashen. Are you using the oil? That would you say that it is preferable, that Shemen Zayis is preferable? Is it preferable for the gibul, the mixing up? Oili ashen, or is it preferable for the ashen, from the smoke that comes out from the oil? Let us see Rashi. Legabel, motzosi b'tshuves hagoinim, shema'ashnim klis chuches ba'ashan shemen zayis. They used to smoke a glass keli. They used to come out, the smoke used to go on the walls of the glass keli from the smoke that came out from the oil that was burning. Ad shema'ashir, till this glass keli became black. The goyrer ha'shachuris, then they rubbed off the blackness from the walls of the keli. V'noisein boy shemen kimet, and they mixed it with a little oil. Umigabel boy, they put a little oil and they mixed it together. Umiyavshoy bechamo, then they dried out this concoction in the sun. Umamcha oisoy lesoy chadyoy, and this was added into the ink. This was part of the process of making ink. So the Gemara is asking a shayla, that would you say that Shemen Zayis is preferable in the process of making Dioy, making ink, in which Nekude, Legabel, in the mixing process, or Ila'ashen, or in the smoking process, when they burnt the oil, that created a smoke, and the smoke settled on the walls of the keli. Toshma, the Toni Rav Shmuel Bar Zutre, Kol Hashmonim Yofe Lidyoi, V'Shemen Zayis Min Hamufcha. Shemen Zayis is preferable over all other types of oil. Bein Legabel, Bein La'ashen. So for both purposes, Sai for the purpose of Gibul and Sai for the purpose of La'ashen, Shemen Zayis is preferable. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutre Masni Hochi, Kol Ha'ashanim Yofen Lidyoi, all the Oshan is any type of Oshan, any type of smoke is good for making Dyoi, V'Shemen Zayis Min Hamufcho, and Shemen Zayis is preferable. So we have here Amachloikes, the second Loshan holds that the preference of Shemen Zayis is only in the Oshan, in the making of the smoke. And the first Lashon holds that for both purposes, sai for gibul, sai for mixing, and sai for making the smoke. Now, it is very interesting, we have here two mandiyomrim, and it would seem they're both the same person, Rav Shmuel Bar Zutre. The Gram Horowitz and the Cheshek Shleime bring down a girse that the first one is Rav Shmuel Bar Zutri, and the second one was Rav Shmuel Bar Zutre. They were two different people. Omar Rav Hune, Kol hasrofin yofin lidyoi, every type of sorof is good for dyoi. We'll see exactly what sorof is. Amachleik is Rashi in Taisvis. Usraf ktof yofin mikulom. And the sorof that comes out from ktof, that is preferable, that is better than all the others. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Sraf Guma. Now, Guma is a type of a resin, a type of a sap that comes out of certain trees. Ktof Punail Shel Yar. This is a type of a thorn bush that one can find in the forest. K'moy She'onu Oisim Mishel Sraf. What does he taisves? Kol hasrafim yafim lidyoi. Perish bekunteris, sraf. What is the translation of sraf? Guma. This is a resin that comes out of certain trees. Veinir l'rabbeinu tam, d'hodyoi ein ze guma. Dyoi and guma are two different things. How do you know? Kedamrine bepeik beis de gitten, Bakel Kaisvim. One is permitted to write a get with many types of inks. Bidyoi, Bisam, Ubisikra, Ubikumis. Now, Umefarish Bigmore, so the Gemara says, what is Kumis? Kumis is Gumit. So now we see, not knowing exactly what each one is, but we see clearly that Dioi and Guma are two different things. And here Rashi says, Kol Asrofim Yofen L'Dioi, we're speaking about Guma. That's Fakel. Dioi comes from Guma. You put Guma in Dioi. And from the Mishnah and Gittin, it would seem that Dioi and Guma are two different entities. Udioi Nami, number two, Dioi Nami Ein Ze Mea Fatsin. Dioi is not mei afatzim. Afatzim is a gol nut, whatever that could be, which is a certain type of a nut that they used to make a type of an ink. So Taisi says, Dioi nami ein ze mei afatzim shiregilim laniach behen gume. In mei afatzim, they put gume, they put this resin into the mei afatzim and they make a type of an ink. Do bebreise ktoni hosom, Kosvu b'mei Tverje v'avtze. What is the din? If a person wrote a get b'mei avtze, he used the liquid of gold nuts, tahaynu afatzen, kosher. So the get is kosher. Now, the Mishnah said, ba'kel koisvin b'dyoy. You're allowed to write a get with everything, with dyoy. And the first one is Dioi. And that seems l'chatchili allowed to write with Dioi. The Gemara says, Kosvoi, if he wrote it, b'mei tatarye v'avtze, that means afatzim, kosher. If he wrote it with afatzim, it is kosher. Mashmed delav haynu Dioi, that is not Dioi, afatzim is not Dioi. Diktodi b'masnisen, because the Mishnah says Dioi is good. So you don't need the Gemara to tell you that if the Mea Fatsim is Dioi, so you don't have to tell us that it's good. The Mishnah says it's good. Va'oid the kosher mashmed diyevet. The Gemara that says Mea Fatsim is kosher is b'diyevet it's kosher. U'b'diyoi hi iker aksive. And Dioi is the iker aksive. The Dioi is l'chatchila bakel kaisvim b'diyoi. So you see, it cannot be gume, because we see gume is something else. Kumis is gume. And we see, and also they used to add gume to mea fatsim, and there was a type of an ink of that, because the Gemara says that mea fatsim is only kosher b'diyevet. So we see that srofim has to mean something else. Before we'll go further, what is the teretz according to Rashi? So, the Rosh says a teretz, the Beis Yosef brings down a teretz from the Rosh, that there are two things. There's guma alone, which is kumis. There's meyafatzim alone, that with the Gemara says, but the Yemid is kosher. Dioi, according to Rashi, is guma in meyafatzim. Taisa said that's how they make it. And that is called Dioi. That is Dioi. Gume in Mea Fatsim is Dioi. That is the real Dioi. And the Mishnah and the Gemara is speaking about if you'll take Gume without Mea Fatsim, you take Mea Fatsim without Gume. So that's a different halacha. But Dioi is taken the way Tosfos says that Dioi is Gume in Mea Fatsim. And that is Kosher L'chatchila. That is the teretz of the Rosh on Taisus Kashe. Nagavucha, we paskin like Rashi and not like Taisus. We'll see later. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. We don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. But Oid, another Kashe Taisus asks, the beperek kol hayat amrinen poli kute didyuse ubodik. He went and he crumbled up a small amount of dioi, and he was bodik. Wanted to test the color, so he crumbled up a small amount of dioi. The hainu, so what did Taisva see from that gemara? Dioi shelonu shehu kosher. According to Taisvas, dioi was a hard, dried out substance. And later it seems they put it into a liquid, but the yisod of dioi was a hard, dried out substance, and you could crumble it. So we can understand the Lashon HaGemara, poli he crumbled kulta didyusa, small amount of dioi. But if we'll learn, according to Rashi, that the Iker Dioi is with Afatzim, and as the Rosh says, Fakir, the Iker Dioi is Guma B'toich Afatzim, so that is not a hard substance. That is wet, so it's not shaykh to crumble it. Our dioi, which Taisus held is called dioi, you don't put any gum in that. So if we see that dioi is something else, there was another thing that was called dioi, so you can't say that srofim kol srofim yofel dioi, it cannot mean gume, because we do not put gume into our dioi. Ela sorof the hocha, what is the translation of sorof? Hainu lach luchis shal ilon kamoisha onu oisin dioi shalonu. Sorof is lach luchis shal ilon. According to the Mordechai in Gittin, explains a little better the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Shoirin klipa b'mayim. It seems the dioi that the Rabbeinu Tam considered dioi was a bark of a certain tree, and the process of making this dioi, they used to take this bark, they used to soak it in water, v'yoytzi halachluchis, and the lachluchis, the moisture in the bark used to come out through the soaking process. Vishokin oisai hatim, they used to cook it very long, achinasa of till it thickened, v'achakach nikroshim hamayim umisyavshim v'nasa dioi. Then it got very hard, and that was considered dioi. So the srofim were speaking about the sorof, the moisture that is found in the bark. That is the sorof which we are speaking about. Not the sap that comes out of the tree. That's guma. So this is what Taisva says. So Taisva says, Elasarav tohocha hainu lachluchi shel ilon. This is the lachluchis in the bark of the ilon. Kamoishonu oisin dioi shelonu. Vechein yesh benide beperikama gabi besula zu sirfa motzi vizu ein sirfa motzi. That also means sarav is a lotion of a moisture. We're speaking about the mean that is kosher for morer, yesh loy sorof. It has in itself a moisture. Upon the machsifim, it is white. Dal kochach ahu sorof, the sorof in the gemara psochim, is not speaking about a sap that comes out of a tree. No hainu lachluchis. It means the moisture, the feichkeit, that one can find in this yerek. So this is the moisture that one finds in the bark of the tree that used to make the dioi from. Valkein, hoya poisel rabbeinu tam seifa teire she'en koisvim b'dioi shalonu. So therefore, if the rabbeinu tam came to the conclusion that dioi does not have any gumet, dioi is not from mea fatzim, and this was the dioi that was in existence, which we use nowadays, and which Rashi held is called dioi, and the Rabbeinu Tam had proven that this is not dioi, dioi there's no gume, dioi there's no meyafatzim, so therefore the Rabbeinu Tam passed sefer Torah She'en koisvim b'dyoy shalolof. You won't write it with the dyoy that Rabbi Netam says, so it's a possible sefer Torah. The shaloi mikri dyoy ke de frishes. That was the raya from the Mishnah in Gittin. Bakel koisvim b'dyoy. There's a certain entity called dyoy, and that is not gume, and that is not meyafatze. V'amrinam b'perik ha'boine kosvoi shaloi b'dyoy. What if a person went and wrote a sefer Torah not with dyoy? Harei elu yignezu, one should be goynes the sefer Torah, or makminu lo bakoy mitzraba b'sefer Torah. The mele, so therefore the Rabbi Netam passed all sefrei Torahs which were not written with the ink that he held was called dyoy. Oma rabchiye barashi oma rab. Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzorich levoch. If a person is madlik the ner Chanukah, he lights the ner Chanukah, so he makes a broche. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, horoy ner shel Chanukah tzorich levoch. If a person sees a ner shel Chanukah burning, he also makes a broche. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, yoim rishoim, the first day of Chanukah, horoye mevorech beit. A person who sees Neiris Chanukah burning, he makes two broches. Umadlik mevorech gimel. And the one who's madlik makes three broches. Mekan ve'eilech. But after the first day, madlik mevorech shtayim, the madlik makes two broches, v'roye mevorech achas. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Horoye ha'ovel b'shuk. A person is walking in the street, v'roye be'echod achatzeiro is doilek, and he sees in the chotzer, this is Rashi Shita, we had Rashi in Chof Aleph Amid Beis, that the mokeim hadloke is not from the Pesach ha'chotzer to the Rishus Arabim, but is from the bayis to the chotzer. That means the batim, the houses used to open up into a yard, into a chotzer, and the chotzer opened up to the Rishus Arabim. And Rashi Shita is that one should put it Pesach Habayis HaPasuach L'chotzer. So in Melos Rashi says if a person is walking in the street and he sees in one of the chatzeres, he sees a Ner Chanukah is doilek, so he makes a broch. U'matzosi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, she'omar b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov, Lehuski ko broche zu el olami shaloi hidlik bebeisa yadayin oi liyoyshev besvine. Who makes this broche? Either a person who as yet had not made the broche, was not madlik yet in his house, oi liyoyshev besvine. The Gam Horovitz explains that Rashi is telling us two mahalchim. One mahalach is that even though a person who eventually will make the, will have the opportunity to make la, sha'asa nisim on his own neiros that he will light, if he sees someone else's neiros burning, and as yet he didn't light his neiros, so he'll make the sha'asa nisim on yenim's neiros. That is the first lashon Rashi. Oy, or Rashi says, maybe that's not true. Maybe if he will eventually be madlik his own neder, so it's preferable for him to make the osa nisim on his own neder, on his own adlok, and not on yenim's adlok. So according to that, so when does one make a broche, shosa nisim on the riyah? Liyoshiv v'svine. A person who is in a ship, and he will not be madlik neiris at all. So that person, if he sees someone else's neiris burning, then he'll make she'asa nisim. But if he eventually will be madlik his own neiris, then it is preferable to make she'asa nisim on his own neiris. And the Gam Horovitz wants to be moisef that these two mahalchim, these two ways of understanding the Gemara, is dependent on a machloikis in the Gemara in Sukkah. There's a machloikis in the Gemara in Sukkah. If one makes a shechiyonu when one makes the Sukkah, or one makes the shechiyonu when one will be yoishev in the Sukkah. So one man the Yoma holds, now you're making the sukkah, ha'parayim the shechiyonu. And the other man the Yoma says, no, it is preferable when you be mekayim the mitzvah, you'll make kiddush, and you'll make the leishim b'sukkah, then you should make the shechiyonu and the kiyum ha'mitzvah. So it seems as a shaila, if I can ha'parayim the brocha now, should I make the brocha now, or should I put it in the main mokim? The main mokim of brocha is b'shas kiyum ha'mitzvah. So these are these two lashonis in Rashi. If you make a sha'os anisim b'shas riyah, even though later you'll be madlik, or only one who will never be madlik, he makes the sha'os anisim. Horoye mevorech shtayim, sha'os anisim v'shechiyonu. He makes these two brachas. Shein olav levorech lahadlik, he can make a bracha lahadlik, bolei hadlik iyo. He wasn't madlik, so how could he make such a bracha? Zok the Gemara vayta. So we had just learned that the second day the Roye takes away one broche and the Madlik takes away one broche. May memayit. So the Gemara says, memayit zman. That you don't say a shechiyon. Frek the Gemara v'nimayit nes. You should take away the sha'osa nisim also. So the Gemara answers, Nes kol yoimei ise. The Nes occurred every day, so therefore one makes Sha'os Anisim every day. What was the Havamin of the Gemara that one should only make the Sha'os Anisim the first day? So the Chodesh Aviv says that the Gemara and the Havamin held that the Nes occurred the first day. That means that the first day, there's many shittas to explain how the Nes occurred. So the Chodesh Aviv says, the Gemara and the Havamin had held that the first night, the Shemen was Nisrabe for the Shir Hadlokeh for 8 nights. That means the Nes, as soon as they found the oil, and in this pach, there was only enough for one night, so a Nes occurred, and the Shemen alone, or maybe it got the Koyach now to burn 8 nights, or physically it was multiplied, it became 8 times greater. So that was the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Nes occurred the first night. All the other nights, we were using the Shemen that originated from the Nes that occurred the first night. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha, so the Nes occurred the first night. Make Sha'os Anisim the first night. The other nights only derived benefit from the Nes that occurred the first night. So the Gemara says, no, that is not true. The Nes occurred each night. Let us see Rashi. Hamadlik b'shar yomim eize min ha'sholosh memayit. Which bracha yim memayit? So the Gemara says, let's be memayit sha'os anisim. The Gemara says, no. Nise b'chol yoyim me'ise. Each night occurred a nes. So Rashi says, what was the nes? Sherei kol shmoino hidliku min ha'pach. All 8 days, they were madlik from the pach. So it would seem that Rashi holds, like the Taisvus Harosh, and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, has a few mahalchim to explain what was the Nes. And the Taisvus Harosh says, the la'acher shehidliku ha-shemen min ha-pach b'layla ha-rishayne, nishar ha-keili molei, v'nikir ha-nes af b'layla ha-rishayne. So the Taisus Harosh explains, the first night there was a nes. What was the nes the first night? They poured from the pach into the neiris. They emptied the pach. They kindled the neiris. And then when they looked at the pach, they saw the pach was full. So the first night the pach filled up. And Memela, so there was a nes the first night also. And Lemaise, but this shaman was used the second night. It wasn't used the first night. But there was a nes. The nes occurred each night through the miloy pach, that the pach filled up each night. And the eighth night, there was the nest that the shemen burnt, they had shemen for the eighth night. Al koponim, that would seem that Rashi also holds like that. That's what Rashi says. Kol shmoine hidliku min hapach. That all 8 days they were madlik from the pach, so there was enough, there was shemen in the pach to be madlik. Avos man mishigyonu lascholos man igyonu. As soon as you come to the beginning of the yontif, so one can say a shechiyonu, and we're there already. So mamela, it is not necessary to make a shechiyonu each night. May mevorech. Now the Gemara asks, what is the nusach habrocha? What brocha is said? So the Gemara answers, we say, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. We make a tzivonu, the Rabbeinu Shalom told us to be madlik ner shel Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, v'heichon tzivonu, where that we're saying, the Rabbeinu Shloilom told us to be madlik ner shel Chanukah. So if this would be a mitzvah min ha-toire, so it's good. So the pasuk tells us to be madlik. So therefore, we make a bracha tzivon ladik ner shel Chanukah. It doesn't say any place in the Torah that one should be madlik ner Chanukah. Ve'heichon tzivonu. Rav Ivya Omar miloy sosu. Rav Nechemya Omar, Shal Avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoymrulach. Now let us see Rashi. Heichon tzivonu, where were we told in the Torah to be madlik nechanekah? Halav diraisi. It is not a mitzvah diraisi, elo midivreim, it's only a mitzvah midarabono. Miloy soso min hadovo ashe yegidu lecho yemin usmoil. That is the Gemara's teretz. Now to understand the teretz of the Gemara, what is pshat? First of all, there's a big machlokes harishonim, the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. What is pshat in this lav? Lo isoso mikoil asher min adover asher yigidu lecho yemin usmoil. One is mechuyev to listen to what Chazal tells us. The Ramban learns that this is a mitzvah to listen to the perish that Chazal tells us. That means we have a pasuk. What is taitofes? How does one make tzitzis? Ki yikach ish isha, how is one koine a woman? What is the maisa kinyan? Chazal are meforish the teirish abiksav to the yud gimel midish atayr nidroshes bem. Chazal said ki kachishisha ki chakicha misdayefroin, the one is koina wife to kinyin kesef. Al koponim, that the oifanim, how Chazal explained teirish abiksav, the Ramban says, that is the love of loisoso. That is the love of loisoso. Chazal say that is how one is koine a wife. One should not rebel against Divrei Chazal. You should listen to them. The takonis that Chazal were mesakin, say the isurim, say the mitzvahs, cholavakum, bisholakum, netilas yadayim, ner chanike, the takonis in gzeiras derabonon, the Ramban holds, one is not oivalei soso. If a person will eat bishul akum, will eat a kosher food that was cooked by a goy, he won't be oivalei soso. No, Chazal were masmich this iser on the love of lei soso. That means that is not pshat in posig. No, midarabonon one is, they were masmich that one should listen to Chazal on the gzeiris and the takonis from the love of lei soso. That is shitas haramban. The Shittas HaRambam, Shittas Rashi in Brochus, Shittas HaRabbeinu Yoin in Shari Tshuvis, that just like there's a loisosu on the Peirushim that Chazal gave on Teirish HaBiksav, there's also a loisosu on the Takonis and the Chiyuvim, the Gzeiris that Chazal made also. That means if a person will eat the bishul akum, he's over an isa daraisa of loisos. So the Gemara is telling us veheichon tzivonu, so Raviv Yomar mi loisos, that this is included in loisos. Rashi says, there's a Rashi that says a few words, and exactly what Rashi means, Rashi Zich is saying something over here. Rashi says, Miloisoso min hadovo asher yagidu lecho vegoima. It would seem the raya from this posik, there's another two words that are missing, yomin usmoil. Would seem from Rashi, from these last two words, there you can see that you're mechuyev to listen to the Takonas Chazal also. Exactly how it's mevur in the posik, I really don't know. But Rashi is telling us how Chazal knew this, that the Takonas and Gzeres are also included in Loisoso. Now, what is the machloikis Rav Ilye and Rav Nehemye? So the Ramban says, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs explains as follows. Just like Rav Ilye held that just like when Chazal explain something that is written in the Torah, so they're explaining the Torah, so that's a chelika of that's Torah Shebal Peh. The gzeiris of Chazal, which gzeiris of Chazal are included in Loisoso, davke if the gzeire is a continuation and keilu an explanation of the Torah. For example, the Torah says that a person is not allowed to carry Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. Chazal told us one is not permitted to carry in a Kalmelis. Now, if Chazal would tell us that Rishus HaRabim means Kalmelis, that when the Issa of Aitzah and the Issa of Mavad al-Damas Rishus HaRabim means Kalmelis also, so then a Kalmelis would be also Minatera. That's explaining what a Rishus HaRabim is. A Kalmelis also falls into the category of a Rishus HaRabim. When Chazal made a gzeire, so the gzeire is midarabonon. We're telling you the Kalmelis has the same halacha as a Rishus HaRabim. So the gzeires can also become a part of the law of Loisoso. According to the Ramban, it's asmechei akrod Loisoso, and according to Rashi, it's taketz kolul in Loisoso. That means when Chazal are elaborating on the halachas which are written in the Torah, they're saying a kamlis is also a Rishus HaRabim midarabonon. So they'll say tzemer gmalim, the wool of a camel is also makes shatnes, just like the wool of sheep, which is adarabonon. So when they are elaborating on the din that it says in the Torah, so this falls into the category of loisoso. That means asher yegidu lecha, they're telling you either min haTorah what pshat in the pasuk is, or min haRabbanon we're making an added pshat. We're adding a min haRabbanon, we're adding a new pshat. But Rav Nehemye held that is only by such the Rabbanons, by a Kalmelis, by Tzemer Gmalim, then that would fall into the category of Loisoso. But a new mitzvah that has no shaychus, no connection at all with one of the mitzvahs which is written in the Torah, Ner Chanukah, it is not an elaboration of one of the mitzvahs which are previously written in the Torah. Ner Chanukah is a brand new mitzvah. So therefore, Rav Nehemye held, this is not included in the law of Loisoso. Loisoso is only the gzeiris which are ke'ein perusha dekro. So the Ner Chanukah is from this new pasuk, shalavicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yoymuloch. Whatever the zekeinim will tell you, you should listen to them. And Rav Ilye held, that is not true. Rav Ilye held that even Ner Chanukah also is kolul in the lab of Loisoso. Mosiv Rav Amram, al koponim, we just learned that on the takona de rabbonim, one makes a broche asher kidshonu b'mitzvosov v'tzivon. Mosiv Rav Amram, hadmai is tvue, which is purchased from a am haaretz. And as we will soon see, that tour that is purchased from Amoritz is Roiv Amoratzim Ma'asrenheim. Most of the Amoratzim were Mafrish Meiser. So therefore, since they were Mafrish Meiser, so if a person, and Amoritz tells you he was Mafrish Meiser, now can you trust them? So Roiv Amoratzim were Ma'asrim, but there were Amiyat that did not give Meiser. And Chazal asked to eat Dmai till he himself will be Mafrish the Meiser, but he's not Mechuyiv to give it to the Koyin, he's Mafrish and he keeps it for himself. That is Dmai. So it says as follows, Hadmai, what if a person was not Mafrish Meiser from this Dmai, from this Tvur? So the Loch is as follows, Ma'alvin boy, one is permitted to make a Ruvei Chatzeres, or a Ruvei Techumim, is allowed to use this Dmai, which means the Rabbonon is Osar Ba'achila. He's allowed to use it for a Ruvei Chatzeres and a Ruvei Techumim. Or Mishtatvim Boy, he's allowed to use it for Shetufei Mevois. Or Mevolchin Olov, and you make Birchas HaMoitzi. Or Mezamnim Olov, and it is considered a Kviyas of three people a Dmai. Or one of them made Dmai, is Mezanim Olav, you can make a Zimun. You bench Mezumen. Umafrishin Oisai Orum, and one is permitted to be Mafrish Maisa from Dmai, even though he's not wearing any clothes. And if he's not wearing any clothes, he cannot make a Broche. Afal Pikein, he's permitted to be Mafrish Maisa. Ubein Ashmoshes, and some of Bein Ashmoshes, Shalar of Shabbos, he's permitted also to be Mafrish, even though there's a tikkun money involved by being Mafrish Meiser, he's Mesakin the Machel, but my one is permitted to be Mafrish Bein Ashmoshes. But Hanegei Alonu is this Aloha Mafrish and Oisei Oh. The Amrit, call me the Rabbonam Boi Brochet. If you're telling me every chiyuv midarabonon, one is mechuyev to make a broche, hoche ki koi orom, if he's mafrish the dmai, and he's not wearing any clothes, heichi mevorech, how can he make a broche? V'beinen v'hoyo machnecho kodesh v'leko, says in the posik, lo yiror b'cho ervas dove v'hoyo machnecho kodesh. That when one is masker adover shall kedusha, there should not be any gili erve. So how can one be mafrish meiser from Dmai if he's mechuyev to make a broche? So al kochoch, if he's permitted to be mafrish orum, he's permitted to be mafrish without making a broche. I just told me that on a mitzvah the rabbonon, on a chiyev the rabbonon, also one makes a broche. This falls into the category of loisoso or shali avicho, and one makes a broche shekitshonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu. Amar Abaye, so Abaye said as follows: Vaday didivreihem, if Chazal made a takon, b'toiras vaday, v'zachiyev vaday. There's a chiyuv to be madlik ner Hanukkah. There's no sfeikis. This anhoge that what one is madlik ner Hanukkah is not because I don't know what to do. There's a chiyuv to be madlik ner Hanukkah. Boi broche. So on such a chiyuv, one makes a broche. Sofik de divrayem. But if the reason I'm doing what I'm doing is mikoyach sofik, that means, am I really mechuyev to be mafrish meiser? Maybe the Am Oretz was mafrish. Maybe he wasn't mafrish. So Chazal told us, misofik, you should be mafrish. But the whole chiyev afroshe is mikoyach sofik. There's taka chiyev afroshe. But the chiyev afroshe is not a chiyev adoy. It's a chiyev afroshe mikoyach sofik. So since the whole chiyev originates because I'm misupik what to do, so the din is misofik, one should be mafrish, but since Ochiv originates from a sofik, loy boi broch. So then one doesn't make a broch. So that is the difference between Dmai and Ner Chanukah. Frek de Gemore, v'hoyontev sheini, the sofik divrayim hu, u boi broch. So the Gemara asks, we see that the Yisoid, the Klal you told us, is not true. Yontev Shaini, it's also a Suffolk. Was yesterday Yontev, or is today Yontev? So me Suffolk, I hold 2 days Yontev. I make Kiddush me Suffolk, I do the mitzvahs me Suffolk, I'm Perish me Melachim me Suffolk. Uboi broche, you make a broche, even though the chiyuv is mikoyach sofik. So the Gemara answers, osam ki heiche deloy lezilzulibo. He says, ve'emesin, one should not make a broche. You're right, you're asking a meiridike kavish, a meiridike kasha. That since the whole asiyah is mikoyach sofik, so one shouldn't make a broche. But Chazal were afraid if one wouldn't make a bracha, they would be mizalzel beyond it. They do melachas already. You see, you don't make kiddush. You see, it's not a real yontif. So then they'll start doing melachas also. So in order to ensure that everyone should preserve the sanctity of the yontif, of yontif sheini, so Chazal said, here one should make a bracha. So here they made a chiyuv bracha. The Sfasem says, according to Abaye, we can very well understand a Gemara in Sukkot. The Gemara in Sukkot says, Shmini Atzeres, Meisev Yasvinam, Bruchi Loi Mevolchinam. We sit in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, because maybe today is a Shana Rabbe, but we don't make a broche. So the Sfasem explains, according to Abaye, this halach is beautiful. That Be'etzem there's a klal, whatever one does mikoyach sofik, one shouldn't make a broche. So since I'm sitting in the sukkah shmini atzeres, because I'm a sufik, maybe today is Hishana Rabbe. So since the chiyuv yeshiva is mikoyach sofik, one shouldn't make a broche. No, there's a klal yontev sheini kedeles shaleles zulzule boy. So one should not be mizalzel in yontev, then one does make a broche. But here the shaila is, here there's no shaila of zilzul and yontif, akel. Where misubik maybe today is not yontif, maybe today is aishan rabbe. So when it comes to the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, which I'm mechuyiv to sit mikoyach sofik, maybe today is aishan rabbe. So we have this klal of abaye. That since the chiyuv ha-mitzvah originates because I'm misubik, maybe I'm mechuyiv, so even though the Sofik is mechayiv me to do the mitzvah, but a broch I don't make. Rava said that the reason we don't make a broch by d'may, roiv amei ha'oretz ma'asrim hei. It is not a Sofik. It is a chumre ba'alme, because roiv amei ha'oretz are give ma'aser. So since Reiv Amaratzim give Maisa, so it's not even a Sofik, it's only a Chumre Ba'ome. So if it's only a Chumre, therefore we don't make a Brocha on Afroshes Maisa, because Me'ikir Adin there's no Chiyav Afroshes. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ma'arvim boy, Eruvi Chatzeres Utchumim. If a person wants to make an Erev Chatzeres or an Eruvi Utchumim, he can use the Mai. Mishtatvim boy, b'mavoy. If a person wants to use it for shittav mavoyis, he can use it. So Rashi says, it is osur ba'achile. So how could he use it? So Rashi says, since there's a possibility, the iboy mafkel nichsei, if this person would be mafker his nechosim, v'havi oni v'chozilei. So he would be, if he would be mafker all his nechosim, then he would be a poor person. And then the halach is he's permitted to eat d'may. Kidisnan machilim eso aniyim d'may. And oni is permitted to eat d'may. Hilka choshev didei. So therefore, since it's biyodoi to make d'may chozilei by being mafkir his nechosim, so therefore, that is sufficient that he could use it for a ruvi chatzeres, a ruvi tchumim, and shitufim a voice. Umavochin olav amoitzi. One can make a moitzi on it. Umezamnim olav bichas hazimun. Umafrish oisei odom shu orum. Kloimed loitzoich levruchi olay mafrishos. It's not necessary to make a broche. Therefore he can be mafrish even though he's not wearing any clothes. So the Gemara says, if you make a bracha, one would be permitted when he's zorim. Afilu dibur v'askoras Hashem v'yiro b'cha ervas dovo. That b'shas the dibur of askoras Hashem, there should not be a gilu yelda. So the Gemara answered, "Bad, I did the v'reyem ke goyner chaneke." That was a bayis teretz. One makes a bracha. Sofik did the v'reyem ke goyner demai shafrashosay ena elam isofik. So then one does not make a bracha. So the Gemara asked, Yontav Sheini, you boy bracha, kiddush hayoim. Rabbi Omar, sofik the divrayim boy bracha. Rabbi disagrees with Abai. That if the chiyuv bracha is misofik, one will make a bracha. Udamai, a philosophic lehavi, elachum rabbaume, the raiv ame haoretz ma'asrim. The Rashba explains, Shitas Rashi, what does Rava hold? Rava holds a sofik to divrayim boi bruchi. So the Rashba says, Rava held as follows, that this thing that sofik to divrayim boi bruchi is, if the etzem chiyuv is bemilse diyayreis. That means, let us speak about what, two mishalim. We have over here Gemai, and we have a yontav sheni. The Dmai, why do we have to be mafresh? We have to be mafresh, maybe it's tevil. No, mina teire, I would not think maybe it's tevil. Why should I think it's tevil? He tells me it was mafresh meisa. And reiva maratza maasrim. So mina teire, I don't have a suffix. But the Rabbonon said, we have to have a suffix. We have to think maybe it is. The Rabbonon, I'm afraid maybe it's tevil. Yontav Sheini, I'm afraid maybe today is Yontav. Minatayr, I don't think today is Yontav. But mit the Rabbonon, I have to think maybe it is Yontav. So Memele, Rava was Mechadish. Since the Rabbonon told us, you have to declare, you have to think maybe today is Yontav. So here's the halacha of a Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. So just like a Sofik Deraisa, if your Mesupik is today Yontav, you'd have a real Sofik Deraisa. So you'd be Mechuyev to do all the mitzvahs, sofik deraisa lechumre. So therefore, since you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah mikoyach sofik, you're mechuyev to make a bracha also. And according to Shitas Rashi, when there ever will be a sofik in a mitzvah diyeraisa, you'll zicha make a bracha. For example, let us say it is a mitzvah to blow shofar the first day Rosh Hashanah. But the whole mitzvah is only to blow shofar by day. What if it's bein ashmoshes? It's sofik yom sofik laila. Do I have to blow shofar now? Don't I have to blow shofar? I didn't blow yet. So come and ask the Rav the Shaila. So Rav says, sure blow. So maybe it's still day. Go blow shofar. So according to Rashi, so since I have a sofik and a chiyuv deraisa that I have to blow shofar, so yimuchui, according to Rav, so sofik, so the misofik, you'll have to make a bracha also. Rav was machadish even a bigger chiddush. Rav said that even though the sofik is really only a rabbanon the sofik, but since it is a sofik and a chiyuv the eraisa, so therefore one is mechuyev to make a bracha. No, d'may one does not make a bracha because d'may isn't even a sofik because reiv amaratzim ma'asrin heim. There's a very beautiful ha'ore from the Pri Yitzchak, from Witzel Petterburger. The Witzel Petterburger asks if it's very modne. Abaye says it's a sofik. Rove says, Roiv amaratze ma'asrim heim. I mean, what is it? There wasn't a machloikis in the census. Was there a roiv or wasn't there a roiv? If Rove says there's a roiv, so there's a roiv. Nabayis, what does Karabayis say? It's a sofik to divrei. So here's a few more kashas, but the Pri Yitzchak says a moire de kevot. There's a machloikis in Mesechtes Bechoires between Ravine and Rove if a roiv hatoloi b'maise has a din roiv. There are two types of roivs. For example, there's one roiv that is a natural roiv. Roiv behemis are not treifa. I mean, that's how the Rabbein Shalom created the world. Roiv behemis are not treifa. Roiv noshim ain't no mapilis. A woman has a child, she has, roiv noshim have a live child. this is a roiv, which is a natural roiv. There are certain cases of roiv that someone has to do something. That means it's not automatic. It's not memela. That means like this. Even the census is true. We'll make a census. We'll count that roiv amaratzim, amaratzim were mafrish meisa. That could be true. But each afroshe is not automatic. You have to do a meisa in order, it doesn't come automatically. In order that this tvua should become chulin, so this amaratz had to do a meisa. A roiv hatoli b'maisa, that even the roiv people do this, so I should say that this person also did it. That's a machloikis in Bechoyres between Rove and Ravina. Rove held, that's also considered a roiv. If roiv people do it, I can assume that this person did it also. Ravina held that roiv hatoli b'maise midarabonon is not considered a roiv. That's a machloikis in Bechoyres. So Memelis of the Pri Yitzchok says that that's a machloikis over here, Rove and Abaye. This afroshe is a roiv atoli b'maise. So rov l'shito say roiv atoli b'maise is considered a roiv. So memeila, so he said roiv amaratze ma'asrim. It's not a sofik. It's only a chumra, the whole thing. That's rov l'shito say in b'chayres. Mashenkin Abaye held like Ravina. So Abaye held that roiv atoli b'maise midarabonon. I can't be saimach on this roiv. You can't rely on this roiv. So midarabonon has a din of a sofik hashoku. So therefore, Abaye said that it's a sofik midivrayim. And Rav said it's a roiv. That is the machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Omar Rav Huna, chotzer sheyesh lo beis psochim. A chotzer that has two doors, tzricha shtei neiris. So you have to put a ner chanukah on each door. Let us see what Rashi says. Chotzer sheyesh lo beis psochim. So Rashi deviates from the pashtus of the Loshon HaGemara. The Loshon HaGemara, it would seem, that the chotzer has two doors. That means the chotzer opened up to the Rishus HaRabim, and there were two doors from the chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim. And Tosfos Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis proved from this Gemara Chotzer sheyesh lo beis tzrochim tzricha beis psochim tzricha beis neiris. So Tosfos proved from this Gemara that you put the Ner Chanukah on the Pesach HaChotzer, not on the Pesach HaBayis to the Chotzer. Because here the Gemara is saying where you put the Ner Chanukah. Chotzer sheyesh lo beis psochim tzricha shtei neiris. When Rashi learned this Gemara, so Rashi said, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Chotzer sheyesh lo beis psochim, Sheyesh lebayis. There's a bayis beis psochim psuchim lechotzer. The bayis has two doors which open up to the chotzer. Tzricha steineris. So this chotzer needs, so the bayis that has two openings needs two neiris. Neir lechol pesach. It needs a neir for each pesach. Kedem beforish taime. The Gemara will say soon what is the reason. Mishum chshodo. That they shouldn't be choishetim. Sharoya Yehisavo, a person will pass by, and he'll see that there's one door without a Ner Chanukah. And he'll be under the impression, Shahabayis Choluk, if there's two entrances, it's a two-family house, Verehu Shal Shnei B'nai Yodim, V'yayimlo, and he will say, Ha'echad Eini Mikayim Mitzvah Sneh. And he will say that there's one person living in this house, that is not Mekayim Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Now, between you will see the Gemara says this Loshon. The Gemara will say soon this Loshon. But between you and me, this is fictitious. It's not true. Really only one person lives. This person will think that there's two people living, and one of them is not Mekayim Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. So who is he Choyshed? He's Choyshed, a fictitious person. There's no such person. So my Rash. He says there's a family here that's not Madlik Ner Chanukah, so what? L'chayre, the din choyshed b'ksheirim is, if I'm doing something, you'll be choyshed me. So memela, there's a din, I shouldn't do something, you shouldn't be choyshed me. But he's choyshed the family that is non-existent, that is not being Madlik Ner Chanukah. So the Chochmas Manoir says, Amayre de Kezach. If a person can pass by a few houses in Meir Sha'arim, and there are families that are not Madlik Ner Chanukah, it's more than that. So you see, he can live in Meir Sha'arim and not be Madlik Ner Chanukah. It'll have an effect on him also. So Memele, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah by him will also be green already. He sees he's in good company. There's a lot of families that are not Madlik. That is the chshad. He'll assume that he could be a fine yid and not be Madlik Ner Chanukah. So eventually, if he sees that other people are mizalzel in Ner Chanukah, even though it's not true, but he's under the impression there are families which are not Madlik Ner Chanukah, so eventually he also won't be Madlik Ner Chanukah. So in order to prevent this, all the doors have to have a Ner Chanukah on the door. That is Pshat in the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Chotzer Shiyash Lo Beis Psochim Tzricho Shtei Neres. Amar Rav, Lo Yamorom, this halacha, that you have to put on there at each entrance, Elo Mishtei Ruchais. That is Davke, if the two doors are in two different directions. One is facing the north and one is facing the east. Avo Meruach Achas Loi. But if both doors are in the same direction, on the same side of the house, so then you don't have to make a ner at each door. So the Gemara asks my time. What is the reason? What's the difference between two ruches, one ruches? Ilay mimshem shodav. The whole reason is al chshad. Chshado the man. Ilay mechshado dalme. If you're afraid that someone who does not live in the city, someone who's visiting, he'll pass by, and he'll see one door without a Ner Chanukah. So what is the difference if it's shtei ruchais or one ruach? Afilu b'ruach achas nami leboy. He sees two doors on one side of the house, so he's under the impression it's a two-family house, and therefore he sees there's one family that's not being madlik Ner Chanukah. So why by one ruach one is not mechuyev to be madlik Ner Chanukah? That's if your choshed, an oirech might come. Ich shada de bnei moso, if you're not choshed for an oirech, how many oirechim come to visit? We only are choshed the people who live in the city. No, the people who live in the city, they know there's only one family living there. So afilo mishnei ruches nami lo liboy. So why do you have to put a ner Chanukah on each door? They know there's one family there, so there's no chshad whatsoever. So the Gemara answers, Loi lo mishum chshad of the Bnei Mosa. Really, we're only afraid of the chshad of the Bnei Mosa. V'zimnin, so what are you afraid of? We're afraid of a different chshad. Not that they think there's a family there, the fictitious family, a non-existent family that is there and that's not Madlik Ner Chanukah. V'zimnin de mechalfi bahai. They might go, let's say we said there was a door on the east and a door on the north. They might pass by the east side of the house, v'leicholfi b'hai, and they're not walking towards the north side of the house. V'omri, and they'll come to a different conclusion. Ki heichi de b'hai pischa v'yadlik, since he did not make a ner Chanukah. On this door, b'hai pischa v'pischa nami v'yadlik. So Mistami was not madlik a ner Chanukah on the other side also. So there'll be choshed the one who lives in the house. We passed by the Mizrach side, and we did not see a Ner Chanukah there. So they'll think, Mistom on the north side, there's zicher not a Ner Chanukah. And they'll be choshed them that it wasn't Madlik Ner Chanukah. Now this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. I mean, why should they be choshed him? You know there's two doors. You're back counting in the house. There's two doors. So why should you say, just like he didn't, he wasn't madlik in the Mizrach side, he wasn't madlik in the Tzofen side either. But Frate Mephoshem Eskakasha, we hear the Mesechtes Broches, the person is passing by a Beis HaKnesset, there's a Gevaldik Yitayna on him. But there's another entrance, so maybe he's going to go into the other entrance. I mean, so we see it. He doesn't go to this entrance, he goes to the other entrance. Here, all of a sudden, the Choshet him. So Yadavid wants to say a Teret as follows. That he says that if a person has two doors and they are facing two different sides, one is on the east and one is on the north. So in Mika, then he's mechuyev to put it on one by one door. Which door should he put it on? So he said, Shizicha put the Ner Chanukah by the door that will be the greatest Pirsume Nisa. Which door is the greatest Pirsume Nisa? That's relative. That's his opinion. He can hold that the traffic that goes on the east side is more Pirsume Nisa. The other one, another person can hold that the traffic on the north side is more Pirsume Nisa. Al Kaponim, this is something that is debatable. So the chshad was as follows. The chshad was, the person was going on the east side, and he holds, if you would ask me, the zichem or pesumi nisa on the east side and on the north side. And I see on the east side, he didn't put a ner chanukah. So on the north side, he didn't put a ner chanukah. That's how he jumps to his conclusion. God, that person held fakel. The owner of the bayis held that is preferable to put on the north side more than the east side. But that is the mokim litois. That means if you have a shaila, which is a greater pesumi nisa, and we don't know which is which, so memele, one can come lidekshat. How do you know that there's such a thing of chshat? The sanya omer Rab Shimon bishvil arba dvorim omra toire laniach peye besayif sodeyu. There are four reasons that the Torah said that one should leave peye besayif sodeyu. That means one has to leave over an amount for the aniyim. Now, theoretically, the amount could be any place in the field. But the Torah specified it should be after you finished cutting the field. You should not completely cut all the tzvuah. You should leave over the last chelek for pay. So now, Rav Shimon said, "Bishvil arba dvorim amra Torah niach peya b'sayf sadeh." There are four reasons that the Torah said that you should leave over peya at the end of your field. Mipnei gezel aniyim, the Gemara will explain what this means soon. Umipnei bitul aniyim, umipnei hachshad, mishum bal sechala. Now the Gemara is going to explain each one. Mipnei gezel aniyim, shaloi yire bal habayis shoa pnuye, v'yoyma lekroi ve'oni arezu peyim. That means like this. We have to realize that the aniyim depended on the matnas and the yuf for their panoseh. So when a Bala Boss had payah, even though he had a korev that was an oni, payah was not, there's no toivus hano by payah. The Bala Boss has no right to take the payah and give it to one of his korevim. But the Bala Boss, if he wants to, he can do a dreidel. That means he could, at a time when the aniyim are not around, he'll go over in the telescope, listen, I'm now going to leave over this area for payah, come and take the whole thing for yourself. L'chayre, there's nothing wrong with this, except he's gazzling from the other aniyim, which he's not permitted to do. So in order to prevent this, the Torah said, no, you don't leave over peyu wherever you want. You leave it over by the gmar tzire, after you finish cutting all the tvuah, so everyone knows that's where you put, that's where you leave over the peyu. So the aniyim are also aware of this. So by the gmar tzire, there'll be a big line of aniyim, which will be waiting to take a chelik of the payah. Umipnei bitul aniyim. Shlo yaniyim yoishvim umishamrim achshev aniyach bal habayis payah. And because of bitul aniyim, that means if he could leave over payah any place in this field, so the aniyim would have to waste so much time in each field to watch the balabos when he decides to leave over payah. But like this, we know that Kozman, he's in the middle of cutting the tvuah, he does not leave over payah. He leaves over payah by the gmar haktzira, le'sachala pasotcha. Yeah. Omipnei cheshat, shloye oivrim, vishovim, oimrim, tovi, me'ira, la'odom, shleiniach, payah, besodeyu. That the oivrim, vishovim, the Ben Yehuda says, oivrim, vishovim means as follows. They passed by his field at the beginning of the Ktzira. So they saw he didn't leave over payah then. They coming back and he's at the end of the Ktzira, he also doesn't leave over payah then. So they saw the beginning he doesn't leave over, the end he doesn't leave over, Mestam, he never gave payah. So there'll be achshat. So therefore the Torah said, you should make sure you should not do something that people will be choshed you. So this is a din de'araisa. We learn out from the pasuk loisechale pasotcha. And this is achshad not of doing averis. This is achshad of not being mekayim a mitzvah. Of not being mekayim a mitzvah. People will say you weren't mekayim the mitzvah's payah. And again, others say, if I kill the same cheshbin, the Yadova says the same cheshbin is by pay. Others say it's preferable to leave pay in the beginning. That's the best thing for Aniyim. Others say, if he's giving pay, he should give it in the beginning. Others would say it's preferable to leave it at the end. So people will be cheshitim. So the cheshitim, he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. So we learn out from this pasuk, loisachala pasotcha liktzer, that one should make sure that the hanochas payah should be by the gemar tzire, in order that they won't be choshetim. And the fourth reason is mishum bal sachala. So the gemara says, ata kula lav mishum bal sachala. Everything we learn now from this pasuk, lo sachala pas sadcha liktzer. One should not completely cut all the tzvur without leaving over payah. Amarava mipnei haramoy. Because of the Ramot. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chotze sheyesh lo beis psochim, we said already. Sheyesh lo beis beis psochim, psochim lo chotze. Tzich eshtay neres, neer lo chol pesach. Mepor eshtay mishum shode, sheroye yei sovor, shabai is cholik, vareyu shol shnei b'nei odom, v'yemu lo echot, eine mekayim mitzvah neer. Agavuchi, we said this Rashi already, but it's a very shvera Rashi. Since we learned the Gemara fell off from this chshad. The Gemara says the time of the chshad is not because of the Bnei Alma. Because if that would be true, afilu v'ruach achas, also there would be a chiev to put two neiris. So this is a shvera Rashi, which is a chayne meskan Rashi. Mibayz ruchais, echad betzofen, vechad bemizrach. Shodet da'alma, bnei ir achere, so'ivrim misham b'shuk. People from a different city who are passing by. They'll be under the impression that two families live there. They know that it is not a two-family house. When you're ending the ktsire, you should not cut it completely. You should not specify this is paya in the middle of the ktsire. By the gemar ktsire, then you leave over paya. So one of the reasons was, when there'll be an empty time, there are not too many poor people around. He'll tell his relative, that's a poor person, he'll tell him, come now, and take the payah before the other aniyim will come. Aval achshav sheminichim bigmar kotzer asod, aniyim roin aboim. The aniyim will see, and then they'll also come. Uvibnei bitol aniyim shloihoyu yoidim mosa yikzer oisom. They did not know when he's going to cut the, when he's going to mosa yikatsa oisom istome, when he's going to specify which is the payah. Uvibnei achshad shoivrim roin bigmar tziri shumachal asakil. The Oivrim, those passed by, they see that he finished cutting the field and he didn't leave anything over. Lo yedu, they will not know, she nos nokval. Therefore you leave it over at the end. Umishum lay sachala, the mash meshas kilui. So the Gemara asks, sota kulo hani damorum, lay time edu lay sachala kamafoshi, mash no shas kilui. Omarova mivne haramoim, ha Oivrim aloy sachala. This is the fourth reason, there are some people who bechlau don't want to give pay. So the Torah said that you should leave it over by the end of the field. Just one more halacha. Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Adif, Omar Rav Huna, ner sheyesh lo shnei piyos oile lebeis b'nei odom. A ner that has two openings, so it is sufficient for two people. Let us see Rashi. Shtei piyos shaneiros shalohem shal cheres hein. The neiros were made out of cheres umechusin, and they were made. The neir is a receptacle that holds oil, but the neiros when they were made covered. That means the cover was attached to the nail. And on the side of the cover, there's a hole. Lahachnis loy hapsila, that you could put in a wick into this hole. Vohu hapeh, and that is called the peh of the nail. The entrance, the mouth of the nail. Now, if the neiris were built with covers on them, which were not removable, so how did you put the oil in? So Rashi says, ulamayla biki suyoi, on top of the cover, yesh nekev cotton. There was a small hole. The gam cholol yesh lemaylo minakisui, and there was a empty space. There was like a cup that was built on top of the cover. Umemaloi shemen, and he filled up the cup with oil. V'hu nichnas derech hanekev ma'at ma'at, and used to drip through the small hole into the nail. So now we have a picture of what the neiris look like. Im yesh bo shnei nekovim mishnei tzdodim. What if there are two holes in this nail, one on each side? Oile lishnei b'nei odom. So two people can use this nail for two different hadlokes. And what are the two people? L'mahadrin ha'oisen nail l'chol echad ve'echad.